Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 30th of December 2015, gambling is a demon. Gambling is a demon, the spirit of gambling. People say, how can gambling be a demon? Yes, it's a spirit of gambling, a demon of gambling that deals with you. Now, brothers and sisters, how does this work? First of all, we clear the scriptures God has said. Proverbs 10:4, easy to read version, Proverbs 10 verse 4. Lazy hands will make you poor, hard working hands will make you rich. Proverbs 13:11. Wealth hastily gotten will dwindle, but those who gather little by little will increase it. I mean, wealth quickly must go and get quickly, get, and you get. Why? The demons will give you the devil's blessing. I have given a segment on devil's blessing, how I was still earning money when I was against God, still earning wealth, getting wealth and all that, while I was against God. So the God of this world was blessing me. Didn't know, devil. Finally, the devil will come to collect. Because whenever God gives wealth, he does not add sorrow to it. But with the world and the devil, you go there and get it from them, they will add sorrow, they will come to collect back. So wealth hastily gotten will begin to go to nothing. But those who gather little by little will increase it. This is Proverbs 13:11. 1 Timothy 6:9-11. 1 Timothy 6:9-11 from the Catholic edition. But those who want to be rich, 1 Timothy 6:9-11, but those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires. Want to be rich is interpreted many times in many translations as craving to be rich. Craving, wanting, very wanting to be rich under any condition. I don't care, I must be rich, I want to be rich. And are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Will get the person into ruin and destruction. This can not just in gambling, it may be gambling in business. I'll take a gamble in business. You see, it's not just buying the lottery ticket or the umpire decor or four-digit numbers or whatever. It also includes gambling in other areas. I'll gamble with life. Oh, I'll gamble with this woman. I'll gamble with this man. I'll gamble means I'll take a risk. Now, this gambling thing will lead you to trapped by senseless and harmful desires. So, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. As God has told us clearly, it's not money that's the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. This is 1 Timothy 6:9-11 from the Catholic edition. Pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, that means every person who have decided to dedicate their life to Christ, as they are a man of God or a woman of God, because we are spirit man inside, so God just talks of a man of God. Doesn't mean the women are exempted. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Run away. Shun it. Check it. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Now, brothers and sisters, remember this. Gambling. So what? And we know the destruction gambling has done in many families, destroyed children, destroyed their own lives. You see, let's get some background on this gambling first. On some statistics or whatever you. One of the reasons why people gamble, to be rich quickly, without any labor, don't work with your hand. God says work with your hand. Those who are stealing, do not steal anymore, but work with your hands, so and then be good stewards of course, and you'll have more than enough and to give to the needy. Now God says, of course you have to settle all the debts that you have, at least you can try to settle that. And then you settle all that, and then same time living a simple life and giving to the needy. And you will have peace and joy. Now, to be quickly rich without any labor, this is the dream of all sinners. That is the foundation of gambling. The foundation of gambling is what? To be quickly rich without any labor, without laboring, without working. And this is a dream. Many people who are sinners who do not know this. While I was expanding my business ferociously, expanding my business feverishly, as they say. Why? Because I was going to be quickly rich. That is also the business. Although I was not buying lottery tickets and umpire digits or four-digit numbers and so and lotto and what have you. I was not buying all this. but I was actually gambling in business. Want to force to reach, do this, do that, do all kinds of systems to become rich quickly. But of course, I was laboring, working day and night. So it is half of the definition here. Now, gambling, they define somewhere, to play a game for money or property, to bet, to take a chance, to risk on an uncertain outcome. To take a risk on an uncertain outcome, to expose yourself to danger, to proceed in the face of it. So danger, say, don't care, I will take a risk. I will jump off the tallest building, whatever, climb. You know, some people are using all the motor sports. That's also gambling. Because why? They're gambling in sports. They want to do something with their bikes or whatever. And many have been paralyzed and injured and dead and what have you, and destroyed families. But they do that. So gambling just not just a money issue. They want the fame. They want to do this. You know, take a risk and proceed. That's the definition of gambling. So I'll walk across, I'll climb up the, I'll do something, climb up the flat surface of something without any protection. All that is gambling, taking a risk. God doesn't want you to do that. God says, look here. God says, I made you in my image. Man was created in the image of God. And gambling makes man a fool. God calls you a fool. Called me a fool. If I put one there, the educated fools. I was the number one educated fool. That's a title, a segment which I've done before. Educated fool. Go and search for it, brothers and sisters. Get it from the graceoflife.com or get the emails. The emails will clear the scriptures and also the what the segment recording. Now, that is attract what the devil does. How does the gambling spirit? You see, the familiar spirit with you. A demon that has been assigned, a demon that has been assigned to you from time you birth, for me also, and the fellow follows. And that's a familiar spirit. He is familiar with all my things. He can remember things that I cannot remember after a while. Because he's a spirit being, he's a demon. Spirit being is just either the light or darkness. There are only two things in the entire universe, light or darkness. If you are not in the light of God, you are in the darkness of the devil. It's very simple definition actually. So if you're not in the light of God means you're not leaning on the word of God, you're not leaning on Jesus Christ, that means you're in darkness, because only Jesus Christ gave power for us to cast out evil spirit in His name. Spirit of gambling can be cast out, there is hope here. Spirit of gambling can be cast out, wrong desires can be commanded in the name of Jesus Christ for the heart. Jesus Christ says all our hearts are wicked, God's word is. All our hearts are wicked, treacherously wicked, so they have to be changed. To change that heart into not wickedness or goodness, first you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The mind, it starts, I got a segment I've done before on rot. Rot starts in the head, in the mind. Rot starts in the mind, just like fish rots in the head. We too rot in the mind. You have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Our understanding, our thinking must now change into the word of God. We must agree to the word of God. If you do not want to agree to the word of God, you will suffer. I suffered before. So please, agree to the word of God. To agree to the word of God, you have to search the word of God. You have to search the word of God. In fact, God has made it now simple. Make me do this every day, 15 minutes or so. And got 200 over segments. Go and search for it, for the titles. But what will happen is the title only shows small event. But there are a whole lot of other things in each segment. We are unable to. You don't know it until you listen to it. Brothers and sisters, first of all, this familiar spirit will begin to talk to your fallen nature heart. The fallen nature heart, this is a treacherously wicked heart, will tell it you can get rich without working. 1 in 7 teenagers, it seems, are addicted to gambling in America. Not that 1 in 7 only gamble, you know. 1 in 7 are addicted to gambling. 1 in 10 adults are addicted to gambling. Now, first of all, this demon, a spirit of gambling, first it will have the help from its familiar spirit that's with you to talk to your heart, telling you all kinds of things opposite to what God said. God said, work with your hands, work hard, and don't crave for money, rich, don't do all that. You can stop all that. The craving can be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. You begin to love God, love Jesus Christ. By love Jesus Christ means following His commandments. And they are prescription. God says, in the Hebrew translation is, it's a prescription for us. It's a solution. When a person is sick, the prescription from the doctor, the medicine supposed to solve it. But here it's a prescription. God's word is a prescription. Keeping His commandment is a prescription for our well-being. So, the devil talks to you, to your heart. You won't know. He's putting thoughts in your mind and talks to your heart. And if you're not rooted in Christ, you know, hey, this is sin. This is against God. This will harm me. There is no such thing as get this quick scheme. That is why even in MLM by itself is okay. Why? It's a system of business. It's a system of distribution. Like for instance, instead of having a wholesale and then a retailer, number of levels of retailer right up to the provision shop there, 4 or 5 levels of retailers maybe, there are number 4 or 5 levels of people who distribute the goods. But it doesn't work that way finally, because the fallen nature of man will take over, and the person who is trying to, if you actually go there and tell people this is a good product, try it, work it, whatever, they bought us one product, worked it and it looks good, tastes good, health was good, they felt a benefit, and then they buy more, and then they tell others the same way, then the MLM worked very well. But what happens? The greed takes over, isn't it? Because the fallen nature of man comes and says, take greed, and you will confuse you to believe you're doing good, you're trying to make people wealthy. Hey, you first of all are chasing money. Now, trying to say, I've done all this before I was born again, brother, I've done all this before God arrested me and took me. I'll of course distribute products using MLM systems. In fact, for the insurance distribution also, I was the first one in this country to distribute the insurance product in the MLM method. First one. I created a scheme for insurance products to be sold in the MLM method. Now, so, can you imagine, I created the scheme, not just joined some scheme. So, we know this. It will harm you. Now, brother and sister, there was no system there that people can buy 100 policies at the same time, isn't it? One person buying 100 policies, no, the thing. One person can only buy one policy. So there was a protection there, but that was God's mercy for me. There's protection there. Now, but many didn't want to join that scheme that I created. Why? Because they got other MLM schemes. You can buy 100 times the product. You can buy large number of products and keep it in the house. Why? Your seniors are telling you, buy big, buy, get big. And then you can rise up in the rank. That is actually chasing money. That's actually craving for money. Craving to get wealth without working really. Because you're telling people, just tell people, go and do the same thing. That's actually gambling, brothers and sisters, and it'll bite us. So the devil talks to your heart and mind, and you begin to do that. And then finally, it becomes addiction. Destroy homes. There are times when many men have gone back home with just a lottery ticket and no money for the family and the hope only. Brothers and sisters, this encourages laziness and covetousness at the same time. We are supposed to earn well, give God for God's work, for God's glory, for God's spreading the gospel, and save our money for our emergencies in the future, whatever the emergency, we have saved money for the future. Brothers and sisters, this is what God told us. But no, we do. So the demon, gambling demon, talks to your heart. No, your familiar spirit will talk to your heart. When your familiar spirit talks to your heart begins to catch it, because easy money. Go and get this number. Some people earning 1,000 ringgit, starting young people earning 1,000 ringgit, 400, 500, 600, sometimes $1,000 also gone. Now, if parents are giving money to the family, to the boys who come, the children come and ask for more money, I want money, without checking what they are doing, to the boys or girls, then the parents also are guilty. God holds you accountable. The mothers, the grandmothers, out of fear, may give more money to the boy. The fathers also already give more money to the boy. You don't know, even gambling. And the spirit of gambling finally catches you. The spirit of gambling makes an addiction. It enters because the familiar spirit has tempted your heart, and you don't have the mind of God, the mind of what God's word says. And the familiar spirit caught your heart, and now because you caught your heart, the gambling spirit enters. But there is hope. There is hope in the name of Jesus Christ. First of all, you must do, as parents, you must do, you should not give money. Ask for account. What did you do with your money? Ask for a budget. If you are unable to do all that, brothers and sisters, don't expect the word of God to work for you, because you don't want to do. You endure. For the power of God, you tell this boy, you give me the budget. Now then you will know already in your heart. Sometimes God will already tell you in your heart, this is going on. He first got into gambling. He got into the spirit of gambling. Yes, he needs help. Then you stop giving the money. Then you tell him, no. You have to stand for truth. Oh, but I'm afraid he may hammer me and all that. Then how, brothers and sisters, you stand in the hope of Christ, he'll do something, and stand for righteousness' sake, stand for the sake of this boy or this man to be released from this damnation, which is destroying everything. You stand for the goodness, you stand for the truth, and then you begin to pray. If you're a wife, you begin to command the spirit of gambling to get up, because the body of the husband, you have authority. There is a husband's authority over the wife, wife's authority over the husband. There's a segment again on that. Please go and search for that, or get the graceoflife.com moderators, the moderators of Power of Christ, as and search for this. Then you begin to cast out every day. You begin to cry, Lord Jesus. Now if you yourself are a gambling addict, the one, Lord, take this out of me, Lord. I don't want to sin against you, sin against people, this seducing, mind-seducing, evil spirit, wicked spirit has caught me, Lord. I do not want this. Ask for forgiveness. I want to turn my way away from this past. Turn me away. Make me your own. Break these bondages from me, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask. Satan, I curse you. Get out of me. Spirit of gambling, get out of me. I bind the strong man or spirit of gambling. Get out of me in the name of Jesus Christ, not to return. In the name of Jesus Christ, I fear God. I want to love God, love my family, love my neighbors, love anybody I'm harming. I don't want to do any more of this. In Jesus' name. So the husband or wife, you yourself pray, or your wife will pray over the husband on and on. Because they get into all kinds of loans, sharks and all that, brothers and sisters. Can pray. Get to the grace of life. Ask for these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.